Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
One time I went in there and I was looking at baby's clothes and there was a booger on a shirt. No joke. It was disgusting. It was a big old booger.
Now, how much were they charging for that?
I ran.
Golden Bachelor couple Jerry Turner, who was
Slicky Boy,
and Teresa Nist. They're divorcing after only 3 months of marriage. You're aware of this, Rob Spiewak?
Who gets custody of the Metamucil?
I'm not sure. I was not helped
up. And he's like, my watch
because I have lost. Wait,
my watch.
I flung it. And it went over, and then...
Which watch was it, Mike?
It was... Oh, stop it, Rob.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine. And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a Monday edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. We've got a lot going on, and we want to get right to our breaking news. I did not prepare any particular sound for breaking news, and I know I work, Rob, usually on Monday like a dog. Do you have any breaking news?
Yeah, I do. Give me 1 second. I do, as a matter of fact.
First of all, let's bring in our guest who's here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, here
Yay!
She is.
Good Monday morning, my friends.
There
Monday,
she is.
Monday, glorious Monday.
All right, there you go.
Wow, put her on morning TV.
Hey.
How's the traffic?
Hey, it's good out there.
Mike, I'm sorry to interrupt. Breaking news.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, lots of changes, as you know, if you're regular listeners to the program, and we have been for a very, very long time trying to get the platform that this show is delivered on right, and it wasn't right, and I am here to tell you that due to the extraordinarily hard work of the great and powerful Oz. By the way, Oz, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Glad to get things moving in the right direction.
Want to get things moving in the right direction, which
his voice is the greatest, is it not?
We are very, very excited to let everybody know, ladies and gentlemen, that the TMOS show, new bonus show platform has arrived.
Yay!
Finally.
Oh my gosh.
It is here, and you can find it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. In fact, that's where you're going to find everything.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the for all of you that I know are curious and you've been talking
Mike,
about it.
Mike, I'm curious.
I'm curious. Let me tell you why I don't spend a lot of time talking about this, because I just don't know.
Okay.
But I'm curious. If you are ready to get the new bonus show platform, for those of you that have already subscribed, and really for anybody, right?
Absolutely.
You click on...
Please, everybody.
When you get to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the supporters area. That's what it's called in the upper right-hand corner. It's called supporters area. Then you... Did you just laugh?
I did.
Why?
But Mike, I stifled.
Because in his world, make no mistake about it, nothing is serious.
Mike.
Nothing is serious.
And
the blood and sweat and tears that have gone into this. But go ahead. What were you
going to
say?
I was going to stifle myself, but make sure you don't click the supporters area at TMOSstore.com where it leads you to jock straps. You
Thank
don't
you.
Want to do that.
There it is. Let's say it. In the
but
way
I was going to stifle it. I wasn't going to say it. You stop.
Play
you
the music again. I have to start all over. I have to start from the beginning.
You mean, Mike, the breaking news music?
Yeah. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
The TMOS show, new bonus show platform is here. You can find it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And for those of you that have been patient, we appreciate your patience. All you do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the supporters area. It is in the upper right-hand corner. Then you click on bonus show, and you log in from there. Now, here's the most important part, I think. This is one of the most important part. If you were on the old platform, all you do now is click forgot password and reset it. You'll have to reset your password,
done.
And you are done. We ask for just a little more patience, and if there are any issues, you can get the information you require from Carla or the great and powerful Oz at the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page for all of your questions. So if you're having problems with it, it's the Mike O'Mara Show on Facebook. They will answer all your questions. Also, we can use probably the bonus show music again. The breaking news music.
Breaking news.
Also, the bonus RSS feed that a lot of people have been asking about and a lot of people have been wondering about, that is available on our brand new
That is
going to
make people
That's
out
amazing.
Of their mind happy. I love
yes.
it.
The great and powerful Oz got it done all weekend working his ass off.
Yes, he did.
Hey, Oz, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up?
When I hear RS, of course, I think Rob Spiewak. What does RSS stand for?
You can copy that RSS feed and add it to whatever podcast app you want.
I see. Very good.
You can copy that and add it to whatever podcast app you want.
We'll ask you to log in.
That's Apple, Spotify, all of them, right, Oz?
At least Apple. I'm not sure about Spotify.
Okay, not sure about Spotify,
but
at least
we can work
Apple.
It out. Absolutely.
Now, from the store to the bonus show to our daily free content, audio and video, you will now get it all at MikeO'MaraShow.com. So
love it.
That's
love that.
Bonus show platform, RSS feed, all of it, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Enjoy, be patient, and for your patience so far, we know that this has been a long time coming. We also know that we are turning over a new leaf as far as attention to our customers out there and our listeners out there, and that's because of her.
Absolutely. I am here for you guys. We wouldn't have a show without you guys. Mm-hmm. So whatever I can do to help, that's what I'm here for, and I look forward to it. So remember, just please join the Mike O'Mara Show page on Facebook.
Yes, that's a
great way to keep track of stuff. Yeah.
All of your questions answered, Oz, and you will be able to communicate with Oz. Which is a pretty special thing.
Don't you have to bring him a broomstick before he'll answer your questions?
No, he will do it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Now, that's not the only reason Carla's here. That's our big announcement. That's our major announcement. That's our breaking news.
Okay.
And some of you, not all of you, but some of you might go, oh, really? Well, why else is she in here? Well, I can tell you. Where to begin? So I talk often about the fact that my son is playing football. He's playing Pop Warner football.
Yeah.
And he is just a dynamo. Brought tears to my eyes when his coach said he's a beast.
Love it.
I was unbelievably excited and happy about that because, you know, what parent doesn't want to hear that their kid's a hustler and he's working hard and he's doing it? And so I'm going to walk you through before I kick it over to Carla for the moment in question.
Oh, it all comes down to a moment, a singular moment?
A singular sensation, Rob, a singular moment.
I love when you quote Marvin Hamlisch.
One.
who is that?
That's Marvin Hamlisch.
The late Marvin Hamlisch, wonderful musician.
I'm glad I asked that question.
Won a Grammy
One
for The Sting.
Singular sensation. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anywho, Saturday morning, Carla goes off to slay the dragon, and you had many fascias to wash on Saturday.
I did. I washed two fascias.
Fascias?
Fascias on Saturday.
Man. Listen.
It's early yet.
I know. And I was in charge of the little man, and what did we do? We went to breakfast together to the place where I have taken him since he was a toddler. And
Ruth Chris?
That's right, Rob. We went to Chris. I've never understood the name.
Ruth's
Chris Steakhouse for breakfast. Yeah. For a giant filet mignon breakfast.
Yummy.
14 egg omelet.
Hey, I could eat it.
I could too.
So
the protein's good for you. Yeah.
Did I say
anything?
Give
me some
again?
Of that pecan mashed potato. Mm.
Pecan mashed potato?
They have like a side dish.
Oh, the sweet one that's
candy.
Anywho. I'm saying it again, anywho. You make me ill at ease when you're in here.
Me?
I don't know. Yes. I don't know. I'm married to
you.
You're
already picking on me?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Okay. Well, I know you're going to be. The breakfast was followed by, I need to go to the Mart of Wall because anybody that has these camp chair sporting event chairs that you take. They are flimsy. And
Mike, I sent you a link.
Hold on. I know you did, but I didn't want to spend that money on it. They were too expensive for me because I think they're, no matter how expensive they are, they're not going to last, but I could be wrong. But that's another discussion.
We can
talk about that another time. The Marta Wall was what it always is, the one right next to our house, which is the worst managed retail outlet in the United States of America. It is picked over. Inventory strewn a lot. What?
One time I went in there and I was looking at baby's clothes and there was a booger on a shirt. No joke. It was disgusting. It was a big old booger.
Now, how much were they charging for that?
I ran. I'm like, this is so disgusting.
I get to the camp chair section and it's just stuff, some stuff in boxes, some stuff not, nothing labeled, nothing organized properly. And I bring it out and I'm like, okay, I find one that I think is pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Has a pretty good chair.
Pretty good. And finally, and Michael's tagging along. And
how's his attitude when you, because I've been,
his shoulders fall when he wants to go, when I say I'm going to Walmart.
I've been to that Walmart with you and you have a different energy. When you go into that store, it's not a positive energy.
Because the store sucks. And I know that there are Walmarts around the country that are far better managed than the one that I have. The one that I have is just it is a shell, no pest strip of bad employees that are wandering around doing nothing. And so I settle with the chairs. I settle for these camp chairs that I think will be okay. I test drive one of them, then I put the other one. It's okay, but I'm not really happy about the purchase anyway, but it'll get the job done for today. Then it's off to the front of the store. There are, and I'm being conservative here, 20 people in one cashier line. There are roughly the same number of people in the second of what? 14 of them?
I wasn't there.
But they have about 14.
It's got to be even more than that, Mike.
It's
huge. I've been in that Walmart.
And
they've got a lot of lanes.
They have them too. They have two open.
Of course.
All the time.
And then there are 40 people over in the, and I'm probably exaggerating with 40, but I might not be. There is a ridiculous line in the self-checkout area.
You couldn't pay me to go through self-checkout.
We are on a time crunch. By the way, self-checkout, if there's nobody in the line, is easy peasy. I do it all the time. I do it at...
Rob wouldn't do it.
No, Mike, you should be paid money if you're checking out your own groceries.
By doing
self-checkout, you're feeding the problem of not opening the other lanes.
You just take something. That's all. You just don't scan something.
That's a crime.
True.
All right.
True.
Thank you for that. So it's crowded. Why did you touch my foot?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was being hard on him?
Oh, no.
Was I being mean? Carlos says, don't be mean to Rob.
Sorry, I didn't touch your foot.
I'm surprised the amount of years you've been married to her. That's the delicate dance of seduction.
Okay. Yes.
Well, yeah, right. Anyway, this is what happens.
Yes.
I leave the cart. I'm like, enough. We're on a time crunch. I don't have the time to wait in either any of these lines. We're gone. I said, if we leave right now, we can make it to Dick's, and Michael needs cleats, new cleats, and I'm going to see if they've got camp chairs. Go to the, and I think that's what you call them, camp chairs, outdoor chairs.
Yeah, it is exactly right. Did he wear out his cleats or his feet growing?
No, but I thought it would be a good idea for him to have cleats that we can spot easier. That's the way the parents like to do it. That's how you kind of identify your kids when they're wearing the same uniform from a distance as their footwear. And I get there and get a couple of great ones. They're really, really nice.
It's a great one.
It's a great one. It's really, really super nice. So,
are we keeping you, Carla?
No, Carla's looking for my son. Don't, please. If there's enough going on, I'm trying to manage everything. It's please. There's so many new things going on. Are you going to focus on the show?
I'm focused.
and we get it. It's set. Bring the camp chair. The only difference with these camp chairs, they're a little heavy. They're a little heavier. than the old ones. But that's okay. I figure Mrs. O'Meara can carry one, I can carry the other.
Do they come in a bag that you can sling over your
shoulder?
They do,
but they also have a handle where you can carry them like a suitcase without the bag, which is great.
Fantastic.
Which is great. But that's when you really have to use both your hands if you're a single person, or if you're two, you have to hold the hand.
Yeah.
We get everything done. We get him ready. We get home. We get him ready for the game. He's in his uniform. We are going to be there early. You got to drop him off early because they have what's called book check. That's where they check kids in for the Pop Warner game and make sure that the kids in the 12 and under division are not actually 40.
Which, okay, I'm with you.
And smoking cigarettes and driving a car. That's right. What we do.
So I hear you.
I drop as I'm pulling out of the community. Lo and behold, blasting home early from her face-washing job is Mrs. O'Meara. She said, can you wait for me? We say, yes, no problem at all. And I said, I'd rather go there with you than without you, than having two cars there.
Sweet.
We hang a U-turn. Is that correct?
So, yeah. And then Mike tells me, hey, Carla, guess what? I said, what, Mike?
I'm excited about it because I love it.
I got myself a new chair, and I got you one, too. And I'm like, how many chairs do we have, Mike?
And it's a great one.
Oh, my gosh.
This
chair
is a great one.
I think he likes to spend money on
one.
Camp chairs.
It was it was the closest thing in my – it was not a rocker, but it was the closest thing to a recliner that you could have. And when we go to the games, we are standing most of the time when he's playing, and then we're sitting during halftime. We're sitting during breaks in the play. We're sitting during water breaks. It's a great one. It's
comfortable. I got to tell you, it's important. Robert, when he first started basketball and when Julia played volleyball, they were younger divisions, so they'd go to the small gym. There were no bleachers. You needed to bring a chair if you wanted to sit down. And it's a Saturday morning, and
I'm glad you brought up the bleachers.
Yeah.
Because we also
have... Because we have chairs for that, too.
We do.
Of course you do.
I have bleacher chairs.
Yeah. And why wouldn't you?
However...
And they're so light and just so little, and they're perfect.
Right. Let me tell you why senior citizens live so well down here. Because they are not burdened by high taxes, which would provide services for county facilities. Which is why the top row, and I'll hold up my new car book, the top row of the bleacher.
Yeah.
Say this is your average bleacher seat.
Yeah.
All right? The top row of the bleachers at Neglect Stadium, it leans back like that.
Oh, no.
So it's literally
pre-programmed to make
back.
You fall off the back.
And it is absolutely undoable with that. That's why I got the other chairs. The other problem with Neglect Stadium is that the field is separated from the parking lot by a chain link fence, which is what most of these places, there's a barrier between you and they love their chain link. There's chain link everywhere. There's chain link between the parking lot and the field. Then there's chain link between the sideline and the outside area where Pop Warner requires the parents to sit so that they're not on the field. For what reason, I don't really
know. I want to talk to this guy,
Pop
Warner. Yeah, is he around?
I think Pop's dead. Long since dead. Also on the field, when you walk along the sideline as you're coming in, there are a number of mature trees that have been there for as long as the fields have been there, and the fields were built a long, long time ago. So there's an older building, it's an older field, there's chain link, there are mature trees, and there are roots everywhere.
That's bad.
There are
roots.
That's bad.
And very bad. And
every time we go in there, you always say,
Be careful
of the roots.
Of these roots, because
let's walk along this way.
They are lethal. As my mom would say in the old days.
And I'm just thinking at the same time, I'm like, okay, I'll be careful. I mean, this isn't something I'm really, really concerned about.
That's because you're 21 years younger than I am. And
to be fair,
at 64,
Carla,
am worried about... No, I'm not. At this point, I'm not. Perhaps if I had been, what happened?
I was just going to say, Carla, you can take a fall. For Mike or I, if we were to actually fall on a route, that could end it.
I agree. Trust me.
Glad you brought it up. We didn't bury the lead. There's falling and then there's falling.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I did not witness this, but I'll kick it over to Carla.
Okay. So we roll up. We're about 20 minutes early. Mike's super excited because we have these new chairs, and he slings one on his back. I sling one on mine. They are heavy, by the way.
Carla, if he's early and has a new chair, he's in nirvana. Yes. That's the happiest Mike gets.
And it's a beautiful day outside.
Yes.
sun's shining. We already filled our belly with cheeseburgers from the stadium. So
nice.
Anyway.
Neglect
not a stadium,
burgers.
It's a field.
The field.
At Neglect Stadium.
Yeah.
Which,
and Mike
by the
did
way,
not like his
no,
cheeseburger.
No, because it had a taste of, you know when Hank Hill says, taste the meat, not the heat?
Yeah.
I ate a heat burger. It tasted like, seriously, this way it was a, do you want the bacon mushroom or the propane?
Oh, I bet Mike.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I bet it tasted like starter.
It was gross.
Yeah,
it was gross.
So we're walking in. Everything's great. Now, usually I'm the leader, okay, because I'm a faster walker. But see, Mike's excited. So he's walking. And I know that we have to eventually get to the path without the roots. However, we have to go through some roots in order to get to that
There's
path.
One particular tree.
It's a beautiful one, too.
Yeah, it can kiss my Irish ass.
So anyway, Mike's ahead of
me. Is it like one of those traditional gnarly Florida trees that like just looks like a bunch of tangled up ropes? Or
yes.
Is it like an
pretty
oak?
Much.
Yeah.
Pretty okay. much. I wonder what those are called.
And
but...
I should point out, and you know, everybody knows what's coming here. The roots primarily on the surface. And you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say I worry about tumbling now more than I used to. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're walking in. He's leading. And all of a sudden, okay, but keep in mind, he has his chair. He has his nice little watch on that he loves, his nice little watch. And then he has his liquid IV in his cup.
I agree to all of this, but don't diminish a man's watch.
Okay, so
well, that comes into play.
He is ready.
Oh, it does.
Go
okay, I'm
for
sorry.
This day, right?
Right.
So he's in front of me walking. Next thing I know, he freaking trips. In my mind, I'm like, oh no. And then it's like he goes and he's moving forward slowly. And I'm like, oh, Mike, catch yourself. Mike, oh,
Hey, we gotta edit it when
not
you say
the bonus
the
show.
Sorry,
for God's
sorry.
Sake.
So anyway, he's
it's
falling,
cute.
And I'm thinking, Mike, oh Mike, catch yourself! But his momentum, it is going forward. It's almost like a drunken fall, right? So he falls, and all of a sudden, I look down. And his watch goes flying.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
The force of the fall. You know when you see somebody roll a car? And
well, I've never actually
out?
Seen it, but I...
Oh, you've done it yourself.
I've done it, yeah.
But I get you might call it centrifugal force, you know?
Yeah.
And his drink goes flying. I'm talking, he did this fall right. Okay.
I
how long?
Is
this is something I got to ask Carla.
In the grass. Like,
I don't
face
know if,
down.
I don't know if anyone knows this, but I used to occasionally take a drink or two.
Oh.
And when drinking people fall, sometimes it takes a long time.
And it did.
And that's the problem there. Was this a lengthy fall?
It was. The only other time I've seen him like this was in 2007. At a golf course, and he
when
was,
my friend died, and I went to his funeral, and I drank
circles.
Wine all afternoon.
And then all of a sudden, the circle got faster. And
I went.
Faster,
I did a spiral
down.
Into the parking lot. Oh, and speaking of this laugh right here,
oh my
this
gosh.
Is
okay. So he is planted with his face down in the dirt, and the first thing he well, the first
and that,
thing I
and
do,
by the way, this is the demeanor that this is the concerned.
I know.
So I'm thinking. Holy
no, you didn't
crap,
go.
No, no, no,
hope,
no. Carla,
I hope.
You need to not listen for 1 second because I need to tell something to Mike. They love nothing more than when we screw up. That's the greatest thing
except
in the world.
Except when it
for them.
Embarrasses you too. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry so, about that, Carla.
Yeah.
We so, should point out that the tree is located at the end of the stadium.
Neglect Stadium. Neglect Field.
And there are dozens of parents in camp chairs like we have, and on the sidelines,
oh, yeah,
and down, and we're, so we are near the concession stand. We are near the parents that are in the end zone. We are near the corner,
the playing field of the kids playing are playing. Field. I swear. Okay, so he falls. His face is planted in the dirt. Right.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I'm like, did anybody see this? And I
of
look up.
Of course they did.
How did everybody, were they looking at us when we were walking in? Because
it was the
everybody,
noise. It was
did
the,
I scream, Mike? Did I scream? Did I get everybody's
no.
attention?
My guess
happened?
Is noise. It was the noise of the Yeti cup.
Oh, my God.
I also
no,
think, I bet
weird.
when Carla walks onto Neglect Field, she turns a couple heads.
No.
No, Mike was leading.
This was just the fact that the noise, and then Carla went, oh, Mike, are you all right? Like I'm having a heart attack or something. And then
everybody's looking at us, and they don't know what to do. And I raised up and I said, he's okay.
Oh, God, that's okay. The worst.
Well, yeah. I had to because everybody was looking
wondering
at
whether
us.
I was dead or not. And after she says he's okay, and by the way, I get myself up. You like to modify the story that I was helped up. I was not helped up.
And he's
up.
Like, my watch.
My
flew
watch
off.
Because I have lost. Wait, I flung it and it went over. And then
which watch was it, Mike?
It was. Oh, stop it, Rob. It was one of them. It was my ball watch.
Yeah. He's a collector, you know.
That's my
I know.
Best watch. It's my best. It was my best watch. I wanted to look good for the game.
I'm sorry.
And then, after everybody's looking concerned, you hear, and I heard it too.
Yeah. What
and
did you hear?
Most of it coming from you because you were right next to me. But this is what I hear, and I curated this sound. I found a sound that approximates what it sounded like after the silence when people realized I was okay. That's what I heard.
The gentle titters of people that were glad you were okay.
And yeah. I look to the support.
My watch.
And I am. My heart rate is up. I am bleeding from the knee. I am bleeding from the elbow. And I immediately check my vessel where I have my liquid IV, and that is bone dry. Bone dry.
Hey, buddy.
It's completely empty because the liquid has been violently expelled from the body. And that, see the way she's acting right
she
now?
She loves it.
This it was is, freaking hilarious. I'm so happy he was okay.
Are you, well, are you that, you're in you're, shorts, obviously, right?
Yes, I'm in
Did
shorts.
Did you muddy your knee?
I muddied and bloodied my right knee, and it was the twofold.
You got a little scratch right here too,
Yeah, but right that's here. Not. It's not much. Not much at all.
Well, that's just the general was, being old man. Yeah, yeah. Your and hands and arms.
No, gets... this is from the fall, so it's not like I walked into the sink or something like that and bruised myself.
Did you hit the handrail that's in your bathroom?
We don't have one yet, Rob.
Yet.
I'm so embarrassed. And
he is
Carla's.
So
Mike,
and
I'm sorry it happened.
Carla has not had that smile off of her face.
I just cannot even stop thinking about it.
She is
so
laughing.
Funny.
She is laughing. And then gleefully told all of our friends at the game that might not have been further down the field and didn't witness.
Mike Bell.
Oh, God. She's like spreading the rumor.
Told everybody about my terrible fall. No one would appreciate it that didn't see it.
Then the manager of the.
The manager, the female manager of the Pop Warner comes over to us and
how
begins,
old is she?
She's in her 30s, probably. Okay.
Yeah,
right?
I would say
30s, early 40s.
Yeah.
Did you have a fall?
She's like, are you okay, Mike?
Everybody is coming over to me. The coaches are coming over. It is ridiculous. And everybody is looking concerned.
Of course.
Except for this one.
Yeah, it's Christmas Day for Carla. She loves it.
That's the look. Look at the joy. She has had that on her face the whole time. So it was like...
God. It is so true. They love when we screw up. It's so true.
So
I think the hardest Carrie ever laughed at me is when we had an apartment when we married, and it had a very tall ceiling, and we got a huge Christmas tree, like 11 or 12 feet. And I stood it up, and after... It's hard because it's heavy... And it fell. And I was wickedly pissed, and I kicked the tree. And she laughed at me. Yeah. And because she's so happy to see me out of my mind, mad. And it's just wives love when husbands screw up. They
when
do.
You take a fall like this,
yeah,
you are balancing utter embarrassment. And I'm talking splayed out where my arms are out and I am
on. He's doing the Superman.
I'm face planting. And I do try to catch myself, but there's nothing to grab. And my momentum is putting
me. It's like, Mike, come on. You got this.
Yeah, she thought I might be able to catch it.
And then it just went hardcore.
But I have no core strength.
I mean, just the momentum going. Well, I
had
no
core strength.
I had a bad fall when I was delivering fruitcake.
I don't care about your falls. I don't care about them.
But I'm saying
that
sometimes
you can't. I know you had a fall too, but I am telling you about my fall, Rob.
Don't turn it out on me.
I'm the one that fell. All right. I don't want to hear about your fall.
Oh, let me ask you about Mike. Let me ask about your fall.
I have the bruises to this very day.
Were you out of pain? There was no pain probably.
You balance the embarrassment with making sure that the adrenaline.
Yeah, so you were probably pain-free at the time of the fall.
Mm-hmm. I was pain-free until, this is Saturday.
Right.
I was pain-free until Sunday morning, where you realize the body whiplash of the effect was, when I got up, I realized nothing is particularly painful. You know, the regular spots, knee, back, all the places that are failing on my body, and I'm looking. And this is the face I'm getting the whole time.
Sure.
Not only the face of happiness, but the face of, aw, you incredible moron.
Sunday, you wake up. Embarrassing us, Mike.
Yeah, she didn't care about that. She
for the first time when you wake up on Sunday, your muscles are loosening from what was a horrible incident.
But
that's when the pain comes.
And then they won their game 2-0. At Pop Warner, my kid, like 3 or 4 tackles.
Did you say knock him down like daddy falls?
Make him fall like daddy fell.
Yeah.
By the way, with my balance and my ability to catch myself, you know, you'd have to breathe on me on the field and I'd fall over. That's what it
you
was.
You can be the kicker.
I get back to the neglect field.
Yeah. Okay.
How ridiculous is it? Please.
I mean, it's an old field.
It's an old field with...
Oh, and we did find out that somebody earlier had taken a fall on the same tree.
Yes.
And I think had... did they have to go to the hospital?
They might have had to go to the hospital.
I think they had to call.
And then they died.
It is untreated. Yeah. All you would have to do is bring some topsoil in or some gravel or level that. That's where people, including plenty of senior citizens older than me, go to watch that game.
Mike, and I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but we actually, you know, you say the root is what tripped you.
It is absolutely what tripped
me. We reached out to the roots for comment.
From Studio 6B in Rockefeller Center, the National
Thank you.
You see, it's the Roots Band.
All right, do you have anything else to add? Because you have to take our
Guys, enjoy the new platform. Oz worked so hard on this.
Thank you, Oz.
I mean, thank you, Oz. Thank you so much.
Does he want to say you're welcome? I always wait.
Oz, are you still there? Great and powerful.
He's a busy man.
Oh, hey. See, you're always there, Oz. That's what's so wonderful about you. So thank you, Oz, so much. I know all the listeners are super excited. All the stuff that you've done is super important to them. And if you have any issues or anything.
Would you like to address your haters that don't want you selling skincare products on the Mike O'Mara Show store?
Well, those three, just so you know, I picked those three out because those are the three that Mike uses. So
I tend to my wounds.
They are tied into the show. I know if you didn't know that, it might look like I'm just hawking them, as somebody said, but I'm really not. I mean, Mike does use them. I do have my own e-commerce site that I sell stuff on. So if you want to
see
anything
it, so
more.
So people know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Don't turn defending your products into
and
a sale.
And I know that Carla, we've talked about how she is going to be the point man for all of your concerns and issues. But
try not to
reach out between 6 and 7 tonight when she will be putting balm on Mike's legs.
Okay, see you later.
Oh, and one more thing. A lot of fun things are coming to the TMOS store. Working behind the scenes on all that. Get ready to have some fun.
And
support your TMOS. That would be wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Thank you, Carla. Watch your step.
Everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. And she was recording a special right across the hallway, ladies and gentlemen.
They love when we screw up. God bless them.
It was the combination of where it happened and the view of people was super fun. Super fun. But it didn't take away my enjoyment of the game, and nothing like a victory. Look, winning, as I said to somebody a long time ago, in my incredible statement, my original statement,
yes,
winning is fun.
Thank you, Chief Vince.
And man, oh man, it's just a good, cohesive little tough group of guys. Smaller team again than the team we played 2 weeks in a row. The smaller team. We are the smaller team, and we won. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they did their pregame huddle, did Michael say we got to win this one for my dad?
Okay, thanks. There you go. That's it. We have to take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
The George Gipp of Southern Florida.
Later on, lots of CBS TV fun over the weekend.
Oh, I'm so sad they canceled 60 Minutes.
Yeah, it's terrible. Lots of golf and Billy Joel and all that wonderful stuff that pissed everybody off. We'll take a break. Come back with the roundtable. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime. They need Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. You don't have to choose between hair growth and your health. Nutrafol's drug-free whole-body approach promotes hair growth from within. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You can purchase it online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months. We have seen it work, and it's the real deal. You know Mother's Day is coming up. Why not surprise mom with a new head of hair, huh, Dad? Very nice.
Pretty.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code TMOS, everybody.
Look at the Kraken. He took a nasty fall.
Very, very nasty fault.
Everyone Look, the laughing bottom, at the Kraken.
This is the truth. I don't mind pulling back the curtain. After the dust settles and it's all over, I simply look at it as material for the show, which it is. I said, well, this will make for a very interesting and funny story on the show, which it did. But at the particular moment in time, it was...
salty. Makes you salty when it happens.
Little embarrassing. Well, welcome back to the show. The roundtable begins today with, if you still... don't believe lasting relationships can be forged on The Bachelor. Well, guess what? You're still right. Golden Bachelor couple Jerry Turner, who was
Slicky Boy.
The same name as an anchorman from years ago up in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist. they're divorcing. After only 3 months of marriage. You're aware of this, Rob Spiewak?
Yeah, it was bandying about on the socials over the weekend that
they
sadness.
Announced it Friday on Good Morning America. What, the divorce? Oh, but they didn't give too many details.
Yeah.
One thing Teresa did say is that had nothing to do with the fact that Jerry had lied about not dating anyone else since his wife died.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of that going on. Remember that whole season of The Bachelor, The Golden Bachelor, was kind of peppered mm-hmm. with revelations that weren't revealed at the right time.
Jerry said, quote, "We've come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage. I root for her every day. We just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us to live apart."
Who gets custody of the Metamucil?
I'm not sure. Sources say it mainly came down to Teresa not wanting to give up her job in Jersey and move to Indiana. I can't blame her for not wanting to move to Indiana.
I don't know. What time did you get back?
Get back. Welcome. Yeah. there's a new neighbor in back of us.
Hey, did you hear about the Golden Bachelor?
Oh, she's from Jersey. That's where they all smoke crack.
Yeah, and they got divorced. It's a broken marriage.
Or South Carolina. So I guess Jerry has two homes.
Must be nice, Jerry.
Jerry, after 3 whole months of trying, they couldn't work it out.
We can work it out.
I mean, 3 months is like nothing. They're not trying. They never intended to do anything. Oh, man. Relationships are tough, Rob.
They are.
I should know. Absolutely. Yeah. Michael J. Fox, if there's somebody who probably has a right to give his 2 cents, the very brave Michael J. Fox
can do it.
He thinks it was more difficult to become famous back in the 80s than it is today. I totally agree with
100%.
That. 100%. In this era, of social media, he probably has a point. He says, quote, "We were tougher. We didn't have social media. We didn't have any of that crap. We were just famous, left to our own resources, and it was an amazing time. You had to be talented. That helped. We used to bust our ass, our acting muscles, and watch other actors and sit around and talk about acting. And now you've got people who just go like, what's your sweater you're wearing? And what's that dance step?" He's right.
He is.
I agree with Mr. Fox on that.
And it's lucky that people were so dedicated in the 80s, or we wouldn't have Tina Yothers.
Tina Yothers, would it also be true that back in the 80s and 70s, if you had a hit, you could squeeze every bit of blood out of that turnip that you possibly could, like Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch, and go on and on,
still doing it. Still doing it.
Bob Denver, the late Bob Denver. Gilligan did the same
exact thing. Yeah, and you know what?
Thing.
For a while, even after Gilligan died, Gilligan's wife, Mrs. Denver, continued to squeeze the turnip.
So while it was probably tougher and rarer to achieve fame, you were
able
to
milk
the fame.
There was more intrinsic value to it.
But Michael J. Fox is right. And I think Michael J. Fox is incredible how, and so is his wife, how they've dealt with the adversity.
Tracy Pollan, yeah.
I really, really admire that.
I love it.
Tom Cruise, you hear a
love
lot about him and him being very Tom Cruise-y.
Yeah.
But most often, as far as actors are concerned, the one that's Mr. Generous is usually Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise apparently can be very generous and was generous to his co-star. He gave Dakota Fanning her first cell phone. You hear that clicking? I hear that clicking.
I heard a click, yeah.
Yeah. It might be on my end, but I don't know. We'll figure it out. He gave Dakota Fanning her first cell phone, Motorola Razr, for her birthday when they were filming War of the Worlds, which, by the way, one of my favorite Tom Cruise movies.
Mm.
I think the way they did that was really, really fun. That's all the way back in 2005, almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
Dakota says, quote, "Oh, my God, I was so excited. I didn't have anybody to call or text at the time. You know, I was 11, but I loved having it. I loved it. It felt so cool." But the generosity didn't end there. Tom has sent her a birthday gift every year since, including her recent 30th birthday. So I think that's nice.
It could be nice, could be creepy.
You think there's a creepy factor there?
I mean, it's kind of cute to give an 11-year-old a cell phone, but if you're giving a gift to, say, a 16-year-old young woman that you haven't worked with in 4 years, I don't know.
Okay, you got it. You got a point. According to a new survey for Tax Day. Oh, by the way, happy Tax Day. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Frank Herzog's making pancakes at the post office.
Yeah. Go get your free donut. We'll have the freebies. I think I wrote the freebies.
Oh, good.
I always do. It's a DJ tradition that I uphold, too, on the show. 47% of us procrastinate or delay doing taxes. The average person spends 8 hours just stressing out about it each year. How do they pull that? How do they pull that statistic?
I set aside the 8 hours. I said today from noon till 8, I'm going to stress about taxes. And
well,
then I get it out of my system.
You know, do you have someone do them for you? Or
No. We've always done our own taxes.
43% of it. Well, you're a math guy. You're better at math than I am. 43% of us will spend more time avoiding them than it would have taken to just buckle down and get them done.
Hey, Diamond, are they done yet? Did you do your taxes yet, Diamond?
Yeah, little buddy. Got them.
That's great. I'm still waiting to the last minute.
Right now. By the way, my guy, Andrew, I've mentioned him on the show.
Great guy.
Dr. Doom, as I like to call him.
Oh, he's not so bad.
He has, we were dealing with some show issues with all the transitions we're going through. A lot of proprietary information, a lot of stuff going back and forth. And I only realized after my second call with him, and he was kind of exhaling, that this is his bat-ass time.
It's the worst time to try to get in touch with him.
Yeah.
Are you able to deduct your fall?
I should be. It was for the entertainment.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was for the show, right?
It was wonderful. So stop delaying it or file an extension and keep procrastinating for another 6 months. There it is, tax day. Here are the specials you'll get and
Full
advantage.
Love it.
This isn't like a vote thing where you have to have a voter sticker. You can just go in and do this. Krispy Kreme is getting the most of the press for their buy one, get one free dozen deal.
A BOGO, Mike. It's a BOGO.
Buy a dozen donuts at full price and get a second dozen for just the sales tax. No matter the state, that's 90% off. They also did it last year.
And what, then Ron? Eat them all, 24 donuts.
You could.
I've done 12.
You couldn't eat, you've eaten an entire dozen?
Of course, especially in college.
All right. Here are five more tax day food deals. Grubhub has a $15 off deal for April 15th. Spend at least $25 and use the code TAXBREAK on qualifying orders. That does not sound like a great one to me.
No, and also, if you think about it, Grubhub is a gross name. If you think of like grubs as bugs.
Yeah, like lifting up a log and having your dinner. BJ's Restaurant and Brew House has a 10/40 deal. $10 off any $40 purchase for delivery or takeout. California Pizza Kitchen has a similar 10/40 deal for rewards members.
The thing about BJ's is the special they should offer should be...
Okay.
Never
Thank
mind.
You. Thank you. We've got one. Do you have one up there, right? You have a couple up there, don't you? The BJ's?
Yes, but as I get older, rarer and rarer. Oh, you meant the store.
Number three, Hooters. Has a buy one, get one wings deal. Buy 10 wings, get 10 free. That's a dinner for two if you eat 10 wings. That's the amount of wings that Carla and I eat. Well, we wings, delicious, you can eat. Hi, Rick. Glad you like that. We went to our favorite wing joint that I took you guys
to. Yeah, what's
it
called?
We went there Saturday night. It's called Buffalo Chips.
Yeah, it's great.
Bonita Springs, Florida. If you're ever down here, wonderful joint. We had... Carla.
Cerrito approved, by the way.
Cerrito approved.
Good. Yeah.
Had pitchers of Michelob Ultra, then went to our second location, the BOP. And at the BOP, I switched to an old favorite.
BOP?
I know a BOP, a British Open Pub.
Oh, that's right. You've mentioned it.
We go for the dessert. And in this particular case, we ran into a couple we chatted with at the wing joint, and we ran into a couple that we chatted with, two couples, at the BOP.
At the British at place, the didn't bar. You run into Prince Andrew? Wasn't he hanging out
there? He doesn't have the royal duties anymore, so he was there. And I said, they're too old for you here, Andrew.
I heard you fell.
Yes, I heard you had a terrible tumble, but I was ready to have. I was ready.
Yes, of course.
Because of the stress of the week and also the idea of falling. And Mrs. O'Meara joined me by having one of her ciders, and then I rediscovered an old alcohol favorite of mine, Boddington's Ale. Oh my God,
that's a heavy.
The bomb.
It's reddish, right?
It's the bomb. It's delish. Love me the Boddington's, and then woke up Sunday feeling really, really good. Yeah. Dave & Buster's has 50% off all food between today and April 28th.
They're also great. Offering 50% off your IQ if you go and hang out at Dave & Buster's.
But it's 50% off the food. See, the food is a sideline.
It's
where
horrible.
They get you is the gaming. That's where they get it. And later on in the show, we'll talk. Rob went to his favorite place.
I did.
I'll just let you say this now. Better deal than Dave & Buster's when you go to KD?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. Okay. And they've also got good specials. I'll tell you about it. It's good
All
stuff.
Right. You have to join their rewards program. All right. No, that doesn't
count. No, Dave. No, Buster.
Here we go. The last one. Number five, White Castle has 15% off for April 15th. If you use the code WC15OFF, their competitor, Crystal.
That's the stripper burger place.
A buy one, get one slider deal with the code BOGO Crystal. So some
Mike,
of them are right, some of them not.
You were a slider on Saturday.
I did. God, I wish I'd caught myself.
You know, I love White Castle, but...
No, that's not what I wanted. Did I play that? Sorry about that.
I love White Castle. I don't know what there's one in the D.C. area, though.
I'm not sure either. There used to be one. It was either... What are the two places? There's White Castle and Crystal. Those are the
Crystal.
Two related ones, right? There was a White Castle in Georgetown, right?
Oh, there might have been. And in the old days, of course, Mike, the Little Tavern. in Georgetown.
That's true. Absolutely. High school kids finally have been pulling dumb stunts forever.
Yes.
The key is not to be charged with a crime. This is rather elaborate for this precocious young man. A 17-year-old student at the Baker High School in New York was arrested for a stunt he pulled last month.
Student?
He sent a fax posing as the principal, announcing that he was resigning. He was caught after police realized he put his own cell number on the cover sheet of the fax. So, yeah, he's a dope. He was discovered because he didn't know exactly how faxes worked, which is understandable for a 17-year-old.
It's pretty old school, yeah.
He created fake school email accounts and used them to send the fax. He also used the accounts to try to get another student in trouble. There's the mean. Yeah. Always the mean with these kids. And he also tried to get private information about yet another student. Both of those efforts were unsuccessful. He was charged with two counts of criminal impersonation. So he's in very, very big trouble.
You've been charged with that, haven't you?
Oh, multiple times, yes. Especially in high school. By the way, at the Baker High School, the name of the principal, Ed Rooney. Ed Rooney was the principal for that. We have to take a break.
Call me, sir, goddammit.
When we come back, oh, my God, CBS. CBS and
great network,
wonderful,
like the Tiffany
dull
Network.
Masters, yeah. And then something, if I'd been able to stay up late, I would have watched, but I would have been disappointed, the Billy Joel concert. We'll do that when we come back. With that warm weather running wild, you need hydration that keeps up with every moment, unless you spill it on the dirt when you trip
it,
over
Mike.
A root. A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration into extraordinary hydration with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV does it all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Try white peach, green grape, or the favorite that I'm drinking this morning in my red solo cup. It's not a solo cup.
It's
gonna
fill you up.
What is it? A Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut cup.
That's lemon lime, ladies and gentlemen. I love them all. You will too. Just tear, pour, and live more. It's a zero sugar hydration solution. Lemony. With no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone, turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV. If you've never gotten it before, that's the best deal you can get when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. There's also a link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. If you're just tuning into
this
us right
CBS.
Now.
This is CBS.
CBS, thank you. I want to mention to everybody the TMOS show. New bonus platform is here. You can find it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click on the supporters area, click the bonus show, and log in from there. If you are on the old platform, all you do now is click forgot password and reset it, and you're done. If you have any issues whatsoever with resetting your password, with gaining access to the bonus content, you can go to the Mike O'Mara Show on Facebook for all of your questions, where Carla or the great and powerful Oz will handle that for you. Also, the bonus RSS feed is available on our brand new platform as well. From the store to the bonus show to our daily free content, audio and video, you now get it all at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It was a long time coming.
Yes.
We are, this is still new. There may be. Just be aware. We have to be fully transparent. If there is a glitch, we will handle it.
Of course.
If you have an issue, but we are confident that everything, the ship will be right.
And also, I think we would be remiss if we didn't thank people for their patience, because it has been a while.
We appreciate it. We really,
everyone
really
who has
do.
Stuck by our side over the past few months, thank you so much. It means
now,
a lot.
Now, there are two things I have to say about, for most golfers in America, Sunday of the Masters is when you plunk down in front of the TV and you watch a lot of golf. A lot of golf, arguably the greatest tournament of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that due to the extraordinary talents of the very dull Scottie Scheffler.
Yes.
It was a no contest win. Those don't have storylines. They don't have the thrill of coming down to the wire with competition. What they have is a guy that is ranked number one in the world playing like the number one in the world player. But if
almost
I heard,
almost mechanical the way he won that.
And a nice guy, arguably a nice guy, but at the same time, if I heard once, you don't know whether he's winning or losing. He's the same either way. If I heard that once, and what that is the guys that offer no emotion, and you know how I feel about that. I like a guy with an occasional smile, not just that. There was some, I think he's Danish maybe, or Dutch. He came in second and he was smiling, and a guy at one point was trying to high five him and knocked a snack bar out of his hand, and he was funny about it. And his name is Aberg. That's his last name. He was great kid. What a wonderful kid he was. But no drama, Rob. No drama at the Masters.
I know, and they're trying to manufacture it. And poor Nance, he lives for drama and excitement and storytelling. And I forget who the lady was that was, I think, on the 17th hole.
Dottie Pepper.
Was it Dottie Pepper?
I think it was Dottie Pepper.
And Jim says, well, it looks like outside of any sort of disaster, this is going to be Scotty's day.
We can only hope.
Dottie, did he look at the scoreboard when he approached 17? No, Jim.
It was dull. It's
no,
dull.
It really was.
Look, great win for Scottie Scheffler. A Masters tournament you'll never remember. You won't.
But you know what? I'll tell you this. Beautiful. Did you watch any of the 4K coverage?
It was phenomenal. And
it's gorgeous. It's
great to watch. And it looked like the people that were there had fantastic
the
weather. The
Dubden Birds were great.
Yes.
The swings are louder than ever. They really
try
to make it.
There is a picture in Golf Magazine that I might bring it in tomorrow.
Okay.
Because it looks photoshopped.
I'm sure it is.
There is a picture of John Rahm winning last year on the 18th green, and the sea of people in back of him. And in the middle of this sea is this hand, and it doesn't look like a human hand, and it's holding up a McDonald's sign. I have no idea. I'll bring it in tomorrow and offer it up for you.
Is it John Daly's hand?
I will. What I'll do, I'll screenshot it and I'll send it to you tonight.
Yeah.
And we can be the judge of whether it's true
I'd love to see it.
Or not. Yeah. But it was dull. And then they were promoting the absolute hell out of the Billy Joel concert, which Billy Joel, one of my all-time faves.
And really a cool angle.
Have you
concert.
Been to that show? Have you seen him live?
I saw him live in 1990, right after his agent stole all his money. He had to go on a tour, and it was great because it was literally a stage, Billy Joel and his band, and white lights. That was it, and it was sensational. He is
so
good
cool.
live.
And a great show, right?
Yeah, sensational. But this is a really cool one because he's older now. As we've talked about people like Stevie Wonder, he can still sing. Yep. Billy Joel still sounds great. We heard it on that recent single, and it's the 100th of his 100th concert of his residency at Madison Square Garden, which was sort of a untold thing when he started doing that. And so the notion that he was able to do and still do 100 shows is a huge accomplishment.
So
and
CBS, because the Masters ran over. I don't think the Masters ran over as much as their, you know, antiquated.
Post-game.
Jacket ceremony, which
Butler
is fine,
cabin.
But it's just so stilted. And you know, I'm Fred Ridley, chairman of the Augusta National Golf
Course. Don't worry, well, Scottie Scheffler made it exciting.
Yeah, so dull. And then the shifty-eyed amateur. That did you see the press?
Did you see
Butler cabin?
I did not.
They're doing shots of him. And he's going.
He's nervous.
He's like looking back and forth, but it's dull. And then, the way I got it was CBS, in their infinite wisdom, delayed the start of the concert, which was scheduled for 9:00 anyway.
Right.
And then, and this unbeknownst to me, in the middle of, anybody could answer this question that knows anything about Billy Joel. If you were to pick a song, a finale song to interrupt and chop in half and just end it, without anything, what song would you pick, Rob Spiewak?
Well, the one you don't pick, the one you absolutely do not interrupt ever, 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 is Piano Man.
Piano That's Man was the song.
His song.
I saw a clip of it. Not sure what the local TV station. Apparently, this was the middle part of the country in the East Coast where they did this. And CBS was just getting a barrage of the complaints. And they were also getting tons of crap about the commercials that were inserted in to the concert. And it was just a total mess. I saw this and I said, if I wasn't, recovering from my falling wound.
Boddington.
I would have, the Boddington, absolutely. Yeah, if I hadn't gone to bed, Rob, if I hadn't gone to bed at 7:15, I would have stayed up and I would have watched this. But,
I know.
It's typical CBS.
Now, but that's also it is, Mike, you said it, typical CBS.
This is CBS.
But don't discount the fact that all over social media today, they're saying, you may have missed the end of the Billy Joel concert, but it's all available on Paramount Plus. And
do you think it could have been by design?
If they didn't have that
drive
secondary
numbers to the streaming
outlet,
service?
Yeah, if they didn't have a secondary outlet for it, I bet they let it go. But this is going to drive thousands of people to Paramount.
It will. I didn't see any of the concert except for that clip where he was singing Piano Man, and
he sounds good.
Just to see him at Madison Square Garden would be a lot of fun.
Have you ever seen anything at the Garden?
Yeah, my very first hockey game ever was this, how long ago it was? It was the New York Rangers against the Minnesota North Stars. And my dad took me when we were in New York visiting my Aunt Mary, who I didn't realize lived on, look up for a second. I need you, let me look at the street where Jeffrey Epstein lived.
Oh.
She lived in a big apartment building that was at the corner of Lexington and East 71st Street. And I thought that
Epstein lived below 16th.
No, I think it was East 71st Street because I watched it on the Netflix Prince Andrew special.
I watched that. That was fun.
And I think they said East 71st Street. But we would go down and visit her and go to a Broadway show. And then we had tickets. My dad got tickets to the hockey game. And we went to Madison Square Garden where I saw my first NHL hockey game. I was hooked for life. It was fantastic.
That's really cool. I saw wrestling. It was still WWF then. Saw one of the big wrestling events there and caught flu and went home and est my brains out.
Caught flu?
I caught the flu there. It was the worst.
Is caught flu one of your elderly expressions? He caught flu.
Mike,
an elderly expression?
It might be. I came down with influenza.
There you go. We have to take a break. When we come back, Rob Spiewak. I would not be doing my job if I didn't let you talk about the trip to the happiest place in the world.
So good.
Look, I'm not going to, I'm going to try not to poo-poo it.
Thank you.
I'm going to try. That's a guarantee I make you. We'll see what happens.
Mike, I can't wait to get you to the park.
Yeah. No, never again. Never again. Yeah. Walking around. Place that smells like ass. We'll be right
back.
Smelled
like great food.
Are you ready to shed 26% of your weight? Let's go. We just had her in here, the owner of DermGlowSkin.com. She is the ultimate destination for conquering your weight. Just take a quick quiz on the website. And discover if you qualify. Experienced doctors will prescribe the right medication and your weight loss solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. If you're tired of waiting due to low stocks, DermGlow ensures that you're connected with well-supplied doctors, eliminating any delays. People have rave reviews like it's life-changing, it's a game changer, 5 stars all the way. It's like finding the cure to the common cold. Lots of people raving about it. People are happy about this, and they're happy about losing weight and doing the journey I've been on. I still have a few future pounds to go, but I'm on my way and able to do it.
God, you're close, though. It's amazing.
Thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Rob.
I was going to say, I was actually searching through some old tapes looking for something this weekend.
Yeah.
And I saw a clip of you in this same format. Just this headshot format. Your entire visage has changed. You look so good.
It's fun, and it's a great journey. Click the weight loss button at DermGlow and kick off the best journey of your life. I'm still doing it. I'm still using the medication. With DermGlow, you can do it. And I'm knocking on the door of my high school weight, which is 400 pounds. No, it was. I'm excited about this journey.
You were voted most likely not to make the 10th, weren't you?
A lot of fun. Yes. It just changes things.
Yeah, it does. It makes everything
your world
easier.
Now, KD, yeah. King's Dominion, filled with nostalgia for you, our dear departed friend, Mark Riddell.
Will, yeah, I didn't go to the park last year. I didn't go to the park last year because I was bummed.
Incidentally, speaking of friends of the show, Rob Mayer, a wonderful comedian, yes, will be joining us tomorrow in the guest chair. We can't wait for that. KD, you just never, it's your happy place. It's your place of memories, correct?
Mike, I've been going there since 1976. My mom actually produced a picture of me there in 1976 over the weekend, which is really funny. I called down, and what's funny to me, Mike, is that because of Mark's time at the park, I'm on file as an influencer, which is awfully cool.
Does that mean you get him for free?
I called their new comms guy, and I've got to thank, his name is Jeff Zindran, who treated my family like kings. Just fantastic. We
Did
show
he know
up,
Mark?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We show up. He's got us tickets. He has fast
What's his
pass.
First name again?
Jeff. He's a G-E-O-F-F guy.
Hi, Jeff. What's that?
He's a Joff. G-E-O-F-F, Jeff.
Joff?
Yeah.
Hi, Mike O'Mara here. Listen, because of what you've done, you will never, ever rid yourself of the Spiewak family, their progeny, their progeny's progeny. They will be with you forever, Geoff.
Well,
so
no,
be aware
I mean,
of that.
He was so pleased. Julia came up and met us from Richmond. So it was me and Carrie and Julia. Because it's about 90 miles from D.C. and about 30 miles from Richmond. It's a good
thing. It enhances place. The experience, right? Getting in for free.
Oh, it's great. It's so great. And the fast pass, the fast pass wristband, that's the greatest.
You deserve it for the promotion you give them. I mean, that's fantastic. You should be given the royal treatment when you go
and
to KD.
I am a little disappointed in America because I had my standard deal, spot me and I'll buy you a turkey leg. Mm-hmm. Nobody spotted me. I even wore the TMOS hat. But I think it's because it was a breezy morning and it was lightly attended. So
right.
What we had there is after 12 noon, a perfect day, gorgeous weather.
What was the temperature?
It was about, I think, 76.
Perfect.
Yeah, and sunny and nobody in the park. Something happened that has never happened to me before. They just retracked the Grizzly, which is a great, great roller coaster. But it was getting a little bumpy.
What do you mean they retracked? They rebuilt
it? No, they keep the original structure, but they put new tracks on it because the tracks, they shift.
Retract is what I did to my shorts when I fell over the weekend.
But I got to ride the Grizzly the first time since they retracted it. It is fast. It's even faster. And when I got back into the loading area, no one had gotten in line again. They just let me stay in the car and ride a second time and a third time. I've never had that pleasure. It was, it doesn't get any better than that. Mm-hmm. And then also, I have to thank Jeff. New this year is the Prestige Pass VIP area down in Old Virginia, right by Candy Apple Grove. And to get to see that, what they've done is they've made, and this has got parents all over it. Mike, you would like this. If you have the Prestige Pass, you can go into this VIP area where they have free snacks, televisions, games, and also when I went in there, I think the internal temperature was 58 degrees. So when it's
That's
a
my
sizzling-
soundboard, by the way, making those clicks. I apologize for that. But by the, in order to get, what is it called again?
The Prestige area.
Prestige area. You just have to watch this very, very brief public service announcement before you go into the Prestige area.
I'll recommend your services to anyone I know who has diabetes.
I saw him on the swings.
There it is. He's dead, Rob.
Mike?
Brimley is dead.
As I said, but I still saw him on the swing. No. King's Dominion is, park is clean. The rides are great. You got to get down there this year. But here is my real pick to click. And you don't need an upgraded ticket like the VIP area. The Firehouse Barbecue, the beef brisket, is literally the best I've ever had. So you go down there, make sure you get that. And also a side dish that doesn't sound good.
Are
but
you
is
talking
good.
About your experience, or are you just giving them a commercial? A free
Mike,
commercial
I'm talking about my experience. Okay. I am. It was the best I've ever had. And of course,
cotton nail bath tissue.
That's right, and plenty of that too. Mike, I do recommend anyone in the DC area go down to Kings. It was fantastic.
All right. You don't need to honk it anymore. I
was
it.
So happy. Give me a break. I go down I there, see the fountains and everything, and it smells
Sabrina,
like.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
I did.
So
baby.
You get free snacks in the. Is it air conditioned in the Prestige?
Yes,
area?
Ice cold. Seating. Adirondack chairs, lots of seating, sofas, and they've got a patio. This is next level stuff. This is like Disney stuff that they're doing.
What am I going to do? Drop my pants or fire a rocket?
Almost did. But it was a.
You don't need to last word Don Rickles on this program. You don't need to do that.
Amen. You know, you're right. I withdraw that remark.
Right.
But to get to spend that time with my daughter was sensational. So,
do they have beverages too?
Oh, yeah. Well, we bought the. Yeah, but you know what? We didn't
What did you buy?
We got the all day drink cup where you can refill it.
What do I do?
Mike, you can get a free drink every 15 minutes. And that's I tricked exciting. Carrie. You'll like this.
Did you drink sugar soda?
Of course. That's what you do
Rob,
in the theme park.
You shouldn't drink sugar soda in that kind of quantity.
You shouldn't drink Boddington's and fall down.
I know.
I didn't fall down
because of the Boddington's. I fell down because of the root.
And drink Boddington's. But what I did is we had been drinking, and Carrie and I split the cup, and I Coke, and then on like the third fill up, I got a root beer and gave it to her. And she took a sip, and so great, with such sincerity, she looked at me and said, "You motherfucker."
Oh, wow. 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 How do you get her angry? I get that. Wow. So a good day for the... It was just Julia or Julia
Just
Robert?
Julia. Robert actually got saddled with a big video editing project and could not get out of Morgantown. He was very bummed. But for the three of us, we had a fine time. So thank you to the folks at King's Dominion. Love it, love it, love it.
And any other incidents or was it just a happy day for the whole... your total time spent in the park.
Mike, it was 9.5 hours.
And what excitement we have today.
Okay, you'll appreciate this. You know, on the ride home, I called my dad.
Hell.
That's exactly what my dad said. I was explaining what a great day I had and really ebullient, loving the day. And he says,
9.5 hours. Oh, my God.
And would have stayed longer if I could, but it was closing, you know.
How you do it, but happy you're happy. I guess I don't sound like that. Discovering quality kids' clothes just got easier because Caden Lane has cracked the code. Founded in 2005 by a single mom with a passion for creating better and cuter clothes, accessories, and keepsakes, Caden Lane is on a mission to make moms' lives easier. Caden Lane is more than just hype. Caden Lane is more than just hype.
No, it's hype, Mike. It's more than hype.
Caden Lane is more than hype. They have over 70,000 five-star reviews and millions of satisfied customers. Experience softness like never before and add personalization that makes Caden Lane the ultimate gift. Already thinking about summer? Caden Lane's new swim collection is here for worry-free fun in the sun. Keep your little one's sensitive skin safe with their UPF 50+ sun protection swimwear and the Color Me pajamas allow kids to color their own PJs. This is the brand you've been waiting for. Caden Lane is your one-stop shop for all your newborn, infant, and toddler apparel. Head to cadenlane.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your order. Once again, that's CadenLane.com/TMOS for 20% off. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so that they know we sent you.
Oh, I saw her.
I just... Before you get to your stuff.
Yeah.
9. So your dad and I concur on this. The idea of spending that much. How can you possibly occupy yourself? Is there just random sitting at a certain point?
Sometimes you sit down and watch people, and it is fun to watch people. Come on, that's great. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I agree, but my God.
Then there's rides that I've been riding since I was 11 years old that I still get to go down there.
Out of your 9.5 hours,
yeah,
how many rides would you say, and I'm sure you know the number, roughly, did you ride that
particular day? I think 11. 11 or 12?
So it's a little over a ride an hour.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just that. It's hanging. I mean, this is going to sound really gross to some people. I love the smell of a theme park. It's like a mixture of like the snacks and fresh pavement. and I love to watch the people. It was a beautiful day to be outside, and you know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't.
I really love it. It's you. It's the ABCs of you and your family had a good time. Do you have a, like the last half hour, do you find yourself getting into a bit of a depression?
No, I was ready to go. I was ready to go at the end.
Thank God.
But,
a little sanity prevails. That's
yeah,
good.
But it is, when we go, and we go big.
Yeah.
And Robert was genuinely peeved he wasn't there.
Because the whole family, it's the fun memories, and yeah. I'm sure you're goofy happy on the drive down there. And is it quiet on the way back, or is it happy on the
I
way back?
I insist on quiet.
Okay, let's move on.
I insist on quiet. Mike, I know you're not a cat person. I'm not really a cat person either.
No.
There was a news story over the weekend about a cat named Thicken McNugget.
Thicken McNugget? Is it a fat cat?
It's a huge cat. Okay. And they are making him lose weight by swimming, which I find very entertaining because cats hate water.
Okay.
But I couldn't find video of Thicken McNugget, so I had to go back to a news story from a couple months ago to watch a cat swimming. I want your take on this, please.
There we go. Like most cats, Peaches doesn't love the water. But what he does love is the problem. Peaches loves eating and sitting. He became overweight, contracted diabetes, and refuses to go for walks.
We're in a condo. We didn't make it out of our hallway.
Can you pause it,
Rob? Because
he
just kind of flopped over and decided it was.
Why do you think the cat's overweight?
I don't know, Mike.
Okay, let's move on, shall we? That's
could be a host of reasons.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
He needs to do something. His vet says he has to lose
you pause
2
it,
kilograms.
Rob?
Yes.
The pool was the answer.
Think they could take humans?
Do they
take human beings in that pool also?
Do you think that if the owner swam with the cat, it would be smart for them to get in before they filled the pool?
Let's move on, please.
All right.
Because here, it's hard to be lazy.
He's pretty mellow when he's on his platform in the water.
Yes.
It's really only when he's being asked to exert himself that he kind of meows.
As bizarre as it may be for a cat to be put in water, it makes sense for Peaches. His owner happens to be
friends with a pet. I have a new name for the cat.
What's that?
Hypocrite.
So, Mike, that's what's going on with cats.
Hypocrite the cat.
Now, Saturday
Only
Night Live.
Only angry when he needs to exert himself.
Peaches. Mike, he would go in the hall and sit down. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I could see a dog swimming. But
yes.
A cat, it's wild.
I think that the cat water aversion,
yeah,
especially when you talk about big cats like cats of prey, like leopards and stuff.
Or
you
blue see them, cats.
A lot of cats swim. A lot of cats swim. It happens.
They have to. They mm-hmm. have to. In the jungles where they come from.
Exactly.
Saturday Night Live this weekend. I was not optimistic about it. It was Ryan Gosling. I find him very vanilla. But what I did not anticipate about Ryan Gosling is that he is obviously there to have fun. He is always on the edge of breaking and laughing and enjoying himself.
This, to me, is what I would describe as no writing required. When the makeup department pulls off something this good, and you don't even have, I'm not even a fan of the cartoon show.
Me either, really.
But they are iconic, and everybody knows who they are, and it was fabulous.
When you watch this and see what happens to Heidi Gardner, who, by the way, is funny and solid and great to look at.
Does and she's really great to look at.
She is. She's beautiful.
She's your type. I know. But it is. She's also great on the fake commercials.
Yes.
Nobody does the fake commercials better than
but
she does.
But did you get the impression, and you can answer before or after, that she hadn't seen the makeup until they hit
air? I did. And maybe yes, maybe no. It didn't matter. It was just...
Okay.
It was so well done.
So people that are just listening, it's a news show with Keenan and Heidi Gardner. And sitting behind Heidi Gardner is Ryan Gosling. And they've made him look exactly... like Beavis.
Yeah, there's a gentleman in your audience who looks strikingly similar to Beavis from the cartoon Beavis and Butthead. It's just a little distracting.
I'm not familiar with that cartoon, but would it help if he moved seats?
Yeah, that might be a good idea. It's the gentleman in the blue shirt and blonde pompadour.
Do you mind moving?
I'm sorry?
Me? You're talking about me? I have no idea what's going on. I'm sorry. What?
Yes, can you move the seats?
Okay, sure. I'm sorry. I've never heard of that cartoon character. So.
And you really never watched Beavis and Butthead when you were a teenager?
No, I was pretty, so I was going to parties and hooking up. Now, Professor, if AI is left unregulated, what is your worst
case? Now, Mikey Day is going to come in, and he looks just like Beavis.
It becomes so intelligent that it deems humans unnecessary and kills us all.
But human beings created the AI. There he is. Can't we just program it there to not do that? There he is.
That is.
And at this moment, I believe Heidi Gardner has not seen this makeup yet, and she's about to turn
right
and do the best break I've ever
my
heard.
My God. Are you serious?
What? I think that's a valid question.
No. Now there's a gentleman behind you that looks like Butthead.
Professor, just because our audience members aren't as informed on the issue as you doesn't make them buttheads.
Butthead from the cartoon. He's Beavis' friend.
I'd really like to move on and discuss AI, so would you like him to move?
Yes, thank you. The man with the gray shirt and exposed gums.
Sir.
She looks at him.
It's great. I can watch that all day.
She's destroyed.
And he looks. I mean, they just did a fabulous job.
Kindly move seats.
She's talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, me?
Anyway, Mike, that's
really
all
well
I
done.
Have for
that's
you today.
That's absolutely fantastic.
I know it's a lot of that, but I watched it twice. It destroyed me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new show platform is up. The new bonus show platform is here. Find it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you have any issues or questions, you can go to the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page for all your questions. And the great and powerful Oz and Carla will answer those questions for you. Everything is there, and we are thrilled with Oz, and we are thrilled that he is able to get this up and running so quickly for us. We're delighted. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and our wonderful listeners, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We see you. We hear you. And we stand with you.
But we're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!